A gruesome investigation is unfolding at the small town of Gingin near Bundaberg in southern Queensland, where police are searching a property for the bodies of dead babies. Police are excavating the site today and will conduct scientific investigations on the remains. They suspect a number of childbirths were concealed on the property between the late 1990s and early 2000s. Nance Haxton reports.
More than 20 officers from the state's homicide and scientific squad, combined with local police, are searching the rural property near Gingin and questioning people in the town. They suspect that children's bodies were buried in secret graves hidden on the property. Police gathered evidence for months before starting the excavation. Detective Inspector Mick Dowie told reporters at Gingin this afternoon they haven't uncovered any human remains yet.
The excavation and the crime scene examination's continuing. It's obviously a very time-consuming and meticulous process. I can confirm that there have been a number of items that have been seized. However, in isolation, they provide us with no direct evidence about the information we're investigating. The excavation has not located any skeletal remains. The excavation will continue this afternoon and into tomorrow.
The small town of Gingin, 50 kilometres west of Bundaberg, is questioning how such an investigation could take place in such a tight-knit community. Bundaberg Regional Council Mayor Mal Foreman says he hopes that once police finish their investigations, that state and federal government help can be provided to townspeople to help them recover.
Gingin's a small community to the northern gateway of our community here in Bundaberg Regional Council. It has around 2,000 population and with about 900 in the township itself. It's a rural farming area basically, and it's a lovely little place.
Is it a shock to the Bundaberg community as well as that community in Gingin from what you've heard from local residents that this investigation's taking place?
It is very surprising to hear this, and it is very despairing I suppose for many people because it's been so long since this was allegedly committed these offences against these young babies. But the community has always got council support, and I'm sure we need to call on the state government for support as well, and also probably the federal government, because crime or anything like this, whatever it may be, it transcends all barriers, all boundaries. So it's something that we, as a whole nation and a community and as a state and a region, we need to work together on and to look after our people.
The Police Minister, Jack Dempsey, is asking anyone with further information to come forward.
The Gingin matters are continuing. Police are looking into a number of possible leads from information they've received. But however, the matters are operational, and I wish police the best in their investigations.
Police are questioning a family that used to live there, but will not reveal who gave information that led to this search. The property has since been sold and rented. Detective Inspector Dowie says the investigation is sensitive, so police will not reveal the number of bodies they are looking for.
No, we just found items within the soil that are foreign to the soil, and so until we take them away and examine them, we won't really know what they are or what they mean.
Bundaberg Regional Council Mayor Mal Foreman says the police have kept the community up to date on their investigations.
They're very professional. They do a great job, the police service, and they do work very close with the community. They're very aware of the circumstances and the need to get everyone through this as best they can.
Mayor Mal Foreman with Nance Haxton.